Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right now.
Right now.
UNIA's moves in community empowerment and how they are making moves to uplift the community. We're going to be talking about the UNIA New York's financial plan, their coding program for youth, and also the Back to Africa or Back to Ghana movement with Sandra Hayes. Now, beautiful people, beautiful melanin people, did you even know that the UNIA has launched a black stimulus package to aid Nubian New Yorkers affected by the coronavirus? Did you know that you could sign up your child for a free online coding class? Yes, your child that loves to play video games all day, your child that loves to doodle, your child that loves to be on their phone and social media could actually be doing something constructive and productive, such as creating games or creating websites that other kids and other people can experience. We're also going to be talking about the coronavirus and how it has affected people of the African diaspora. And right now in the community on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you have a lot of Africans of the diaspora talking about returning to the motherland, because right now with coronavirus, with police brutality, with lack of access to economic resources, educational resources, etc., it has us reconsidering, should we really take up that Marcus Garvey movement back to Africa? And right now, I'd like to go into the coding program for youth. So my name is Chantel Nubia. I'm an editor here at New Origins Magazine. I am an educator. I've been working in the educational field for about 10 years as a private tutor, a teacher's aide and teacher's assistant, activity specialist, specifically in the realms of coding and robotics. I'm also a part of New York Men Teach Program, which is a program piloted by Mayor de Blasio so that more black men and people of color can become educators in New York City. So that's just a little bit of my educational or professional background experience. I also have experience teaching robotics and STEM and coding with a company called RoboFun and also Leap After School. They're very popular out here in New York City. So, boom shakalaka, let's jump right into it. What is this free online coding class, and why should I even sign my kid up for it? You know, nothing I do is going to separate them for that phone, no matter how much times I tell them to pick up a book, no matter how much times I tell them to go do something productive, nothing gets through. Well, why don't you sign them up for New Coders Academy coding class? This is a free online coding course to teach our youth, the ages 10 to 16, how to code video games and how to code websites. That's right. Our goal for New Coders Academy for 2020 is to turn that Xbox player, that PS4 player, that Nintendo Switch player into a game designer. We want our avid game players to become game producers, game creators, so that they can sell, so that they can create and design their own games that they could sell on Google Play, on the iTunes Store, or even get a job at one of these big companies that they're always playing games for. Our desire is to turn your social media fanatic sons and daughters into bloggers, into web designers, so that they can create their own blogs, so they can actually write about and upload the videos that they want to talk about in their life on social media. So we can transform those, how should I say, unproductive, hyper-unproductive activities and turn them into productive resources and activities that your kids can do, you know. Don't mind the big words. I don't know why I'm putting big words out there. But essentially, the New Coders Academy is a free online course that will teach your son or daughter how to create games, upload them on iTunes, Google Play, and other sites. And our goal is to teach social media fanatics how to become web designers. So why should I sign my kid up? Okay, great. They'll create video games. But is it even going to be fun? A lot of our, most of our children are learning via the computer. They're learning on their iPads. They're learning on their Chromebooks. They're learning on their MacBook Pros. And often, if your child was in public school, they have to learn through a new platform, which is called distance learning. They're at home learning, but they're not homeschooled. They're taught via a teacher, a certified teacher, online, video camera type of stuff. But a lot of the times, I'm hearing from a lot of parents, they can't get their kids to focus. It's a big issue right now that half of the students in New York City aren't even, high school students aren't even logging on to their classes. So how do we keep our kids engaged? Well, New Coders Academy has a gamified learning approach, which means we turn boring learning concepts like functions, syntax, and loops into fun gamified experiences where they could actually play a game called Code Combat, which is a resource that we use, where they actually play a game, but at the same time, in order for their player to move around, to kill orgs or build them a fortress, they have to use code in Python or JavaScript. So that's a gamified learning experience that we use at New Coders Academy. What's really awesome about New Coders Academy, we take it a step further. Through Code Combat, they'll learn how to create their own games and website. But we also teach them how to become an actual coder. So we use online platforms such as REPL, repl.it, so that they can actually code from scratch their own games and their own websites live. And what's really awesome about repl.it is that you can share your code, your games, your websites, etc., with your family and your friends. They could actually, you can email it to them, and they can get the link, click on it, and actually click play with your code, play with your games, test out your website. What's really awesome about New Coders Academy free online class is that we're also going to be using Class Dojo, an awesome resource, which is basically, I guess you could say, it's a social media platform for teachers and parents and students. So it's a really cool way to keep attendance, to keep your kids engaged. Through Class Dojo, we'll be able to give out badges for great effort, you know, great code, working with your classmates. We'll also be able to message parents directly, and parents can message me, your coding instructor, directly if there's any questions, comments, or concerns that they might have. What's really cool about Class Dojo in our New Coders Academy is we're going to be able to send, you know, pictures and screenshots of what your child is actually doing during your coding class to you directly. It's a very awesome, fun resource. In addition to that, the class is going to be, well, let's talk logistics. The class is going to be held on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's a two-hour course, 3 days a week, in the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I thought it was important to leave Monday and Friday out the picture because, you know, they're just coming off of their weekend break or they're about to get into their weekend break, and I want them to feel like they have a little bit more time to themselves. It's starting at 3 p.m. because hypothetically, I'm assuming and I'm hoping that I'm right, most students will be done with their schoolwork at that time and they'll be able to have their lunch and they should be readily prepared to start coding with us. So some of the games that we'll be creating, we're going to be creating Hangman, Jokes for Days game, RPG games, Flappy Bird games, and shooter games. We're going to be creating simple HTML websites, but in addition to that, we'll also teach your son or daughter how to create their own blog. So that is going to be a very fun experience for our youth. So our class runs from 3 to 5 p.m., so our class runs from 3 to 5 p.m., and I find it very important. Like when I was teaching, for example, when I taught at Leap Academy before this whole coronavirus pandemic hit, I always used to bring snacks for my kids. I brought these fake gold coins that are called shillings to award children that showed good behavior, good effort, etc. in class. And I used snacks as an incentive and a reward piece for my kids. And I wanted to bring that same type of model to the New Coders Academy because it was very successful. Youth. I'm talking youth that were quote-unquote, bad as hell, you know. They gave me hell the first couple days. I even went home and cried about it, you know. These quote-unquote bad youth, you know, actually just needed some encouragement. They wanted somebody, you know, to fill their mind and their body, their souls and spirit up with some positivity, encouragement. In addition to that, they are very competitive. So what I did is I had, hey, all right, I put our agenda on the board and I say, hey, for today, here's the menu. You got, if you want a bag of chips, it's 5 shillings. If you want a Capri Sun, that's going to be 4 shillings. And if you want a cookie, that's 2 shillings right there. When I tell you these kids used to bust out some code, these kids would be coding in Python, creating websites, learning object-oriented programming, saying, hey, Ms. Chantel, you know, I created a hexagon, or wow, my code is working, I finally fixed it. It brought me such joy to my heart. So I'm going to bring that same model to the New Coders Academy, and unfortunately I can't give snacks away to kids, but I do have a whole bunch of comic books available to our youth. I have our regular Marvel, DC, you know, Batman, Superman, Avengers, X-Men comic books available to kids that are doing very well. But I also personally purchased wholesale Black Sands Entertainment comic books, which are Afrocentric comic books placed back in ancient Egypt, ancient Nubia. Black Sands Entertainment was actually the most successful independent graphic novelist. They sold over $600,000 in copies last year, and I personally bought all of the comic books, and I think that our kids would personally enjoy them. So I'm going to be giving out comic books like Black Sands. I'm going to be giving out comic books and even books like Harry Potter to kids that do well in my course. So just to wrap it up with the New Coders Academy, along in partnership with the UNIA, you should sign up your kids because this is a free coding class. It's a fun, engaging coding class that's going to transform your avid Xbox, PS4, Switch-playing child into a game-designing, creating fanatic, okay? It will turn your social media fanatic child that can't put that phone down into a web designer that creates their own blog where they could share news that's important to them. So how do you sign up for this New Coders Academy? Well, right now the website is not up because this is actually an idea that I had a week ago, but I'm persistent. You can email me at newcodersacademy@gmail.com. Again, that's newcodersacademy@gmail.com. That's newcodersacademy@gmail.com. Tell them in the subject line, you know, just say that you listen to Blog Talk Radio's podcast and you're interested in signing up your child, and we will go from there. Again, sign up your kid for the New Coders Academy free coding class. NewCodersAcademy@gmail.com. And I'm going to bring it down to the phenomenal, the intellectual, the conscious, the relentless, Kevin Golding.
Yes, always a pleasure to be here in the same office with you, Chantel. In fact, what we're going to do here, we'll take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with our next guest. So let's turn on the music, and let's play the music. Wonderful, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
right, and we're back. Thank you for the jazz that was playing. Nice vibes. This is Chantel Nubia on the New Origins podcast, and we are with the UNIA New York Division to talk about their community programs. We just got through talking to each other about the New Coders Academy program, which will be a free coding program to youth all around the world, available for free Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 3 to 5 p.m. If you are interested in signing up your child for the New Coders Academy, feel free to email us at newcodersacademy@gmail.com. Again, New Coders Academy spells with an N-U, Coders, C-O-D-E-R-S, academy@gmail.com. And up next, we're going to talk with Anthony Bailey of Lumarjo Holdings about the UNIA's Black Stimulus Package and the three programs that encompass it. But before we get into that, New Origins just wants to update you guys on some of our latest developments on New Origins' website. Some of the most successful or popular posts, one of our popular posts were about Miss World creating a pathway for women and men in fashion in Barbados. So Barbadian model Miss Ashley, a.k.a. Miss World Barbados 2018, was the founder of Model Patrol and Schools Against Non-Communicable Diseases. Brazilian model Ashley has launched Model Patrol, an agency which is a creative and artistic organization that provides young people the opportunity to get into the modeling industry. She also teamed up with Miss Davina Bennett, a.k.a. the runner-up for 2017's Miss Universe. So Miss Universe and Miss Lashley have come together to create a modeling agency that empowers people of color, people of diaspora, and gets them opportunities into the fashion industry. On our Facebook page, this publication has over 10,000 likes, 2,000 shares, and lots of people from South Africa, lots of people from Jamaica, lots of people from Ghana and Nigeria have been inquiring about how they can join the Model Patrol. So you can get through to the Model Patrol on Instagram, mentioned at Model Patrol, or you can email them at almodelpatrol@gmail.com. Also, feel free to check out this article that we're talking about on New Origins' website. New Origins is spelled NUORIGINS.com, and this article is called Creating a Pathway in Fashion in Barbados. So let's talk about this coronavirus pandemic. So Ms. Chantel Nubia is a herbalist, is a holistic health advocate, and she's personally not down for sticking formaldehyde, mercury, and aluminum in her body or her children's body. So I want to tell you guys a really funny story. Not even funny, kind of traumatic and satirical, right? So, you know how they said that this coronavirus, now in retrospect, they're saying this coronavirus thing has been around since November. Do you guys remember that flu that was going around Christmas, early January? Well, I caught the flu, right? I caught this mysterious flu that was going around, and when I tell you, it kicked my ass. Five times over, I couldn't believe it. When I tell you this flu kicked my butt, I did not know what was happening. I was begging for mercy. Like, but I digress. So, apologies. I'm also trying to look for this article. So, So So back to the story. So it was January. Me and my sons got sick with the flu, and I couldn't just stick by and watch my children get sick. Even though I was suffering from the same symptoms, I had to get my ass up and help them. So I used herbal remedies such as elderberry, lemon, ginger, garlic. I use aromatherapy techniques for me and my kids. We bathe with peppermint oil or eucalyptus oil in the shower. And I was using that technique in addition to, you know, having soups that were very nutritious with lots of greens, lots of green smoothies, fruit smoothies, and lots of water. I was able to recover me and my sons in 7 days, 1 week. Now, I remember when I got back to work, there were people that got counted out of work for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, couldn't get back. And I'm telling you, these symptoms were crazy. So now that this coronavirus pandemic, you know, it's official, people know that it's not a game, I'm looking back, like, in retrospect, shit, did I get the coronavirus in January? Like, what's going on? Because I had these same symptoms. And you guys, if you want, you can look up, I wrote an article on this, 5 natural remedies to beat the flu. And it just blows my mind. I really think that I was already predisposed to the coronavirus, and I'm hoping that I have the antibodies. But check it out. So here's the article that I wrote that you can check out on January 16th, 2020. When a mother gets sick with the flu, who is to take care of her? The flu kicked my butt last week. My sons and I were all sick with the flu and its devilish symptoms. Congestion in my throat, nose left me gasping for breath. Congestion in my chest left me coughing like I was going to cough up a lung. The joints behind my knees ached. I felt like an elderly lady walking up the steps. My body felt weak. All I wanted to do was rest. Congestion in your, and end quote, congestion in your chest, your nose, in your bronchial area, those are huge symptoms of the, or how should I say, red flags of the coronavirus. I was having headaches. I didn't have a sense of smell. Those are big red flags. You know, my joints ached. Those are big red flags. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't have access to $400 to take a coronavirus diagnostic test. So I am just making a educated guess that I was affected by the coronavirus and everyone else in my house, and that we actually beat it over in a week with, you know, holistic remedies compared to a lot of other people. So I just, you know, I encourage everybody to stay safe, stay protected, you know, practice social distancing, but look into holistic remedies if you are suffering from the coronavirus, or if you want to strengthen your immune system to prevent the coronavirus. Like my grandmother used to say, prevention is better than cure. So the best way for you to, no, I'm not a doctor, but here's my advice. It's not professional advice, but the best way to beat the coronavirus is to strengthen your immune system hypothetically before you catch it. So another article that has been a big hit on Facebook and Instagram is the UNIA stimulus package. Oh, wow, we have our caller coming in. It's Mr. Anthony Bailey from Lumarjo Holdings going to talk to us about the Black stimulus package launched by the UNIA New York Division. Hello, caller, are you there?
Greetings, greetings. Yes, yes, I am.
Greetings, blessings, King. How are you today?
I'm very well, I'm very well. Greetings, Chantel. How are you doing?
I'm great, King. Thank you for calling in to the New Origins UNIA talk today on the community programs. And I'm so excited. I want you to explain this awesome, spectacular program for us, by us, launched by the UNIA. I want you to tell the people about it. Oh, before
sure,
we get into tell them about your background.
Sure. My name is Anthony Bailey. I am the principal of Lumarja Holdings. What is Lumarja Holdings? Lumarja Holdings is a social impact private equity firm. Pretty much what I have done is, gotten together with some friend of mine, and we pooled our money together and started to invest in real estate. And honestly, just like with anybody else, I had my 9-to-5 job, and on the side, started to say, you know what, looking long-term down the line, what is sustainable revenue that's going to, not have me have a 9-to-5 anymore? So started investing in real estate, slowly, one by one, got some houses and then flipped them, and which eventually got me into using that money to invest in businesses, and eventually quit my 9-to-5, where my passive incomes then became my main income. I personally have my MBA, and actually am now pursuing my doctorate in business administration, and just looked at pursuing investing in a full-fledged manner, and that became Lumarja Holdings. So we are a social impact private equity firm, and that pretty much means is we look to invest in real estate and in business for sustainable longevity.
Okay, so it's Brother Kevin here, Mr. Bailey. How you doing?
How you doing, King? I'm all right.
Okay. Just one question I want to ask you for the callers that don't know. What is a private equity company or firm? What is that?
Sure. So a private equity, in its simplest form, is when you say private equity, is pretty much a pool of invested monies that is gathered together, however means, whether it's private, it could be friends and family, but that's money that is pooled together to invest and have a return. So when I'm saying social impact, my pooled investment monies, right, from friends, family, or other investors, that money is having a triple bottom line return. What do I mean by triple bottom line? That means the return is not only for profit, which is number one, but it's return in people, which has that social return, and in planet. So meaning that not only do we look for a return financially, but that is actually helping people, preferably people of us within our community, and within planet, that it's sustainable, meaning that we're investing in things that aren't going to harm our planet. So private equity is a pool of monies that we privately put together and invest with.
Wow.
Excellent. Good answer.
Excellent. That is powerful. That is powerful and inspiring. I just want to say I'm inspired by you, Brother Bailey. You are living the dream, pursuing the vision that I and a lot of other people want to do, is to leave the 9-to-5 and start investing, in some real estate and some assets. And it's just awesome to see that a brother like yourself is so, not only so, conscious, intellectual, and successful at business, but cares enough about the community. I think it's very powerful that you take that spirit of community into your business and created a social equitable business that's a private enterprise, which means that it's not owned or controlled by an outside third party and they can influence it. I find that so powerful. So I want to know if that spirit of community, if that social enterprise spirit encouraged you to join the UNIA and launch the Black Stimulus Package?
Well, I'll actually tell you, I'll put it differently. It was it was Garvey's philosophy that actually got me into creating a private equity firm. And
please tell more.
Sure. Actually, I mean, you know, the honorable right Marcus Messiah Garvey pretty much said it plain and simple. If we don't have control over our own resources, then, you know, we are nothing, honestly. Let's just look at it plain and simple. Within our community, you can spot the obvious. Here's the three things that you're going to spot. You're going to spot a church. You're going to spot a liquor store. Yeah, exactly. And you're going to spot some grocery store that is not owned by us, right? So with these potential, if our food is not controlled by us, our money is not controlled by us, and our spiritual resources are not controlled by us, then we are already lost right there. So if we don't have control over those things that have a main financial gain for sustainability and prosperity for us, then we are a tree without roots. So, you know, to really answer your question, it's really Garvey's philosophies that all I'm doing is following him. I'm literally following what he just said, is that I was able to create this. And so with that, you know, if I proved his philosophies are successful, then all I'm doing is just showing that on a large scale to our people that we need to have control over it. And so that's how this stimulus package came about, is to say that. All right, I'll give you guys a quick example. So okay. We have the stimulus package that our quote-unquote government is issuing. As soon as it came out, I called my peers that have businesses and said, look, you guys need to jump on this because the bigger guys are going to eat this up. And look what happened. In 2 weeks, that money was gone, right?
Yeah.
So if everybody was waiting for the government to come and help us, there's your answer right there.
Absolutely. You know, there's been reports going around that, you know, black businesses and restaurants are being left out of the package, out of that $350 billion stimulus package. We are being left out of the resources. And if you ask me, this coronavirus pandemic is really hitting the middle class community very hard, especially the black middle class and upper middle class. Those people that finally got over the hump of poverty, you know, are now been put in a position where they don't know if they might be impoverished again. They don't know where their next meal or if they'll be able to open up their business. So I think it's very important, like what you're saying, is that we cannot depend on someone else to save us. You know, there is no savior with blonde hair and blue eyes that's going to come down from the sky and save you. It's not happening. It's not happening.
It never did, and it never will.
Absolutely. So that's why I'm just, you know, thankful and grateful that we have a brother like you and brothers like Mr. Golding here on, you know, with the UNIA organizing and campaigning with the Black Stimulus Package. Now let's get down to the meat, or the vegan meat.
The yama banana.
Let's get down to the banana and the plantain and cassava and this thing, right? I want you to tell the people about the Black Stimulus Package. It has three programs, correct? Or levels, I should say.
Right. Well, the Black Stimulus Package is part of an overall tier that we're looking to incorporate via the UNIA. So the Black Stimulus Package is the first tier, and what the Black Stimulus Package is literally placing money directly in the hands of those that have been affected by COVID-19. So what we're doing is through crowdfunding is raising money, not only through crowdfunding, but also reaching out to those that are financially able to do so, but being able to galvanize each other so that we can raise additional funding. So we've already raised $10,000that is ready to put in the hands of individuals. So that is the first tier.
Wait. So the UNIA has $10,000 available for people in New York, black New Yorkers that have been affected by this coronavirus. It's available and ready right now if I need help?
As we speak right now, there is $10,000 that is available to distribute to people affected by COVID-19. That is correct.
Wow, that is amazing. So how would somebody apply for this?
Sure. So, excuse me. We are asking individuals both to donate and apply by going to origindirectory.com and go to the crowdfunding page. And it is all information there to donate as well as apply to receive it and to receive the monies. And this is a huge disclaimer. This is not a loan. It is a grant that is going directly into your hands. So this is full transparency. And what we're going to be doing over the next couple of days is for those that apply, we will be contacting you. You will be receiving the money. And all we do ask is that we can identify those. I know some may not want to, you know, but listen, this is money that's going directly into your hands. So we will ask for those, you know, if we can, we will ask you first if we can just identify who you are. But if you go to origindirectory.com and go towards our crowdfunding page, you would see the application there.
Okay, great. And for people, another way that you can get more information in detail on the Black Stimulus Package, you can visit neworigins.com, and there is an article called Grants for Black New Yorkers Affected by COVID-19, uses Marcus Garvey's UNIA model. So if you go on neworigins.com, you will see a wonderful picture that says Unity is Our Strength. You can click that article, and the article is called The UNIA Has Grants for Black New Yorkers Affected by COVID-19.
That is correct. That is correct. And then just to finish the other two tiers, once we don't know how long this we're going to be in COVID, but we're looking for sustainability. We're looking at the sustainability factor of it, meaning that post-COVID, there will be long-term after effects. And so with that, not only do we have the Black Stimulus Package, but once we go through that first tier, the second tier is, again, raising monies for a fund so we can invest directly into our community. So that is, again, along with Lumarja Holdings, go ahead and investing in real estate and investing back into our Black community and investing so we can build back our community. So we can build the Black Wall Street in multiple locations, starting with New York here. We already know, you know, it, both financially and health-wise, it is tormented our community. It has ravished our community, so we need to build it back. So on our second tier, what we're going to do is invest and be able to take back our community. And for those persons who are interested in helping us raise money, we will be crowdfunding again to raise money as well as investors. I'll be putting up my money. UNIA will be putting up our monies in order to invest in our community. Third tier is then to create a banking institution that allows us to deposit our monies, and then that money will in turn become available for financing, microfinancing, so that our community can take out loans. So, but the first tier right now is this Black Stimulus Package that we are urging individuals that have been affected by COVID-19 to participate in receiving monies directly in their hands.
Okay, great. And then, just to reiterate the greatness, the Black Stimulus Package second tier also has an investment fund. So if you want to be like Brother Bailey and, you know, move from that 9 to 5 and start, you know, having some residual income, you can invest your hard-earned money with the UNIA into its investments programs and, you know, reap profit that way. And the third tier that Brother Bailey so eloquently put is the micro banking system that we are going to launch that will provide affordable loans to black business owners and entrepreneurs around the world. That is so amazing. Thank you, Brother Bailey. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Now, I wanted to say, I think we have another caller. I just want to see if the person has a question for you. Hold on 1 second, please. And caller 917-776. Who is on the phone, please?
Hi, Denise Jacobs.
Hi. What's your name? Oh, how you doing?
Denise Jacobs.
You have a call, or just had a question? Did you have a question, or
Well, I just dialed in to listen. I had a problem getting on at first, but calling to is Sandra on the call?
Yeah, she's going to come in a few minutes. Could you just hold the line 1 second, please? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And I think we have Miss and the 516 number who's calling in.
Yeah, this is Sandra, Kevin.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you're here. Hold the line, Ms. Sandra. Sandra is another UNI member who will be talking about the Ghana program. Hold the line 1 second, please.
Thank you, Brother Bailey, once again for your expertise and letting the people know what the Black Stimulus Package is about. Now we are about to get into the Back to Africa movement with the phenomenal Sandra Hayes of the Tafari tribe. She's going to tell us what's really good with Africa. So, Sandra, Queen, how are you? And what's really
greetings, good? Greetings. I am well. Just feel like I'm being sabotaged. I can't get out of here. That's all I know.
Are you at work?
Yeah. Well, we're working in the store, but we're not really. You know, we can't be open because we are a clothing store. But we're doing other things, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wonderful.
We're doing face masks. My daughter is. She's making them. So.
Wow. That's
nice face mask. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Yeah. After the show, we'll connect and we can run an article on it and let the people know that, you know, they're being made locally in the community. That's an awesome thing.
Yes, that's a good thing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Most definitely.
So now, well, my whole thing right now is that September was with Ghana. I've been to other African countries before, but my first trip was in September.
Wow.
I was lucky enough to get a good entry, meaning that when I land, I didn't know anyone there, absolutely no one. I just knew that I was going to Ghana. It has nothing to do with you know, the return. I just know that this is my time, that I'm going there, and I'm going there with an intention.
Wow.
To look for land and to find a comfort where I could feel like I could get over here, you know, take my time to leave out of here. Because I think enough is enough. So basically, and that's the journey that I've been on since September, and it's been going very good. You know,
tell me, are you living in Ghana now? Are you there now? Are you in
No, I'm not living there because remember, I've lived there almost all of my life. And because that's my first trip there, I had to basically go and like scan the place out to see just what I need to do, move. Because you can't just get up and leave. You have to have financial backing. You have to have a place to stay. You have to have a lot of different things in order for you not to fail. Because you don't want to go there and then, okay, fine, I'm here, and then I'm not able to achieve what I wanted to achieve. Or you don't want to be uncomfortable, you know.
Yes.
So I had to go there and go ahead.
So you started your journey like going back to Africa, but you're still in the process of returning back to Ghana, correct?
Yes. What I did in September, I went, and I went just to look at the place. The place is fabulous. I mean, it's much bigger than I thought it was. So I mean, that was kind of like, wow, it's fabulous.
But
I could move. I mean, there's a lot.
Visit.
The place is very, very big.
Is it the slave castles, the dungeons? I mean.
Well, that's the last place that I went. I went there because I figured, you know, you have to go there. But I didn't go there with that intention. Because there's slave castles all over. In northern Ghana, there's slave castles. In Senegal, there's slave castles. But that wasn't my journey. My journey was to go to Ghana and find a place to get out of America. You know, I wasn't really focused on too much of the slave castle because I didn't want to do the tourist thing, you know, because that's what it really is. We know we were enslaved. We know we had a port that we were, you know, and I didn't want that to be my own focus. My focus was to find land and to find a place where I feel comfortable in living. You know, I looked at the Asebo community, that the free land that they were giving out. I looked at that, and I also looked at other lands that, you know, that was available to us.
Is it expensive compared to U.S. land? Like, you know, you can get a 1 3-bedroom house for like $700,000 to $1 million cheap in New York City. Are those the same prices over there in Ghana that we have?
No. $700,000 to $1 million is not cheap. Don't care where you are. And the thing is that I don't know how is your thinking, but as far as I am concerned, I don't see what I could possibly buy here for $700,000 to $1 million to live in. I don't see. There's no beach. There's nothing. Just a matter of living in one place in a brick house for $700,000. I mean, I don't see where it's not feasible unless you're making a lot of money. And figure, well, I want some place to dash it. I don't think that's a good idea to buy anything for $700,000, not at my late stage. So now what I've done, I went there and I looked for land enough for people who seriously want to get out of here.
Okay.
It's affordable land. So it's less than $1,000 for like, it's very, very inexpensive.
Less than $1,000 per acre, you say?
No, per plot.
Okay.
I mean, depends. I mean, if you're going there to buy land to resell for profit, it's a different issue. But if you have, there's land that wouldn't say, it's not in Accra, it's out of the city. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I found some in Central region.
Uh-huh.
You can go up north. There's land that you could get. That you could develop by yourself.
Wow.
And it wouldn't be, you want land that you could go buy and develop yourself.
Wow.
You know, and for me, I have the time, that's all I'm going to do. So that's going to be my little hobby. Going there, you know, start to build, develop mm-hmm. my little area, make it my own. So I bought my land for very, very cheap. And there's a lot of it there.
So can you tell us about your program? That sounds wonderful and very interesting. I'm intrigued. I always wanted to go back to Africa, specifically Ghana. So I'm very intrigued and inspired by what you're telling me. But I think a lot of our listeners would also like to hear about the program that you have available, Ms. Sandra,
As far as a program, what I would say is that I was lucky enough to found land. I found a lot of land. And I'm dealing with the Ghanaian people. In fact, I have most of the land that I have right now is beachside land, meaning that I am here, the beach is there, or just to say the sea is there, right?
Okay.
No, I don't have a program per se, but there is enough land that anyone that has interest in really seriously moving to Ghana, we could talk about, you know, doing not really joint venture, but there's enough land for us to all have a piece.
Okay. Well,
you know, so.
Well, is there any contact information that people can contact you in regards to coming back, turning back to Africa?
They could, my number is 516-754-8057.
Do you have an email address
that
they expect you?
Yeah, safaritribeafrica@gmail.
safaritribeafrica@gmail. Ms. Sandra,
yes.
I want to say thank you for speaking with us, but we only have 2.5 minutes left on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I called late. I was, in
no,
fact,
no,
I'm
no,
busy. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
I'll continue this topic next week because this is a topic I want to learn about because I want to bring me and my little princes to Africa, to Ghana to have a house one day. So we definitely have to speak and chat about this. But just give them your email address one more time so that they can get in contact with you, Miss Sandra.
Okay. It's Tafari, like Rastafari without the rat, T-A-F-A-R-I, tribe, T-R-I-B-E, Africa, A-F-R-I-C-A, at Gmail.
So say it one more time. Tafari tribe?
Africa at Gmail. No, the
Tafari.
People that I'm... Tafari,
right. Tafari
tribe.
Thank you so
no,
much,
the people
Ms.
that... Yeah, it's people who's really serious about this. I mean, you know, it's got to be serious.
Most definitely. So the serious people, you're going to tune in next week so we could continue this talk about the return to Africa, specifically Ghana, with Miss Sandra. Miss Sandra, thank you for your time. We will be in touch, okay?
Okay. No, peace. And stay safe.
All right, you too.
Okay. Okay.
And now we are going.
Hello?
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 Sandra? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. So, Brother Bailey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Brother Bailey, just one more time, I want you to give the people for the I want you to give the people contact information for the Black Stimulus Pack so we can drill it in their brains.
Absolutely. So, again, log on to origindirectory.com. But for further information, if you want to email us and you don't want to go there, you can email us directly at uniannewyork@gmail.com. Again, that is uniannewyork@gmail.com. And either I or one of the other UNIA members will get in contact with you. But email us directly at uniannewyork@gmail.com. Also, again, log on to New Origins. Repeat the website for me again. I'm sorry. New Origins.
New Origins. New Origins.com. NURIGINS. And that wraps up our show for today. Thank you, Brother Bailey with Lumarja Holdings. Thank you, Sandra Hayes with Tafari Tribe. We will be in touch. If you ever miss any information on this podcast, just press the rewind button, download. And that is the New Origins UNIA talk for today. Peace and love and light.